Well, I like that story of the minister who was walking down a country lane one day, and he sees a young farmer struggling to load hay back onto the cart after it had fallen off. So the minister said to the young man, "You look very hot, my son. Why don't you rest a moment? I'll give you a hand." "No, thanks," said the young man. "My father wouldn't like it." "Don't be silly," the minister said. "Everyone is entitled to a break. Come, have a drink of water." Again, the young man protested that his father would be upset. Now, losing his patience, the minister said, "Your father must be a real slave driver. Tell me where I can find him, and I'll give him a piece of my mind." "Well," replied the young farmer, "he's under the load of hay." Today, the Lord gives us a parable about a farmer. And this farmer goes out sowing seeds. Some seed falls on the footpath. Some falls on shallow soil. Some falls among thorns. And some falls on good, rich soil. Why does the Lord speak in parables? Because he wants us to reflect and meditate upon these stories and apply them to our spiritual life. That's what a parable is. Jesus uses an earthly image to teach a heavenly truth. That's what a parable is. So today the Lord gives us a parable of a farmer. And one of the unique things about this parable, it's the only parable in the New Testament where Jesus goes on to explain what each of the symbols mean. And he does that later in the gospel. See, he sits down with his disciples and then explains to them that, of course, the one sowing the seed is God. It's God the Father. And the seed is his grace, or the word of God, the gospel message. The soils, kinds of soils, are the four different kinds of souls that are in the world. Okay? And what happens to the seed is dependent upon how we respond to God's grace and to the word of God that he wants to give us. So the Lord says the first kind of person is like when seed is sown on a footpath. See, when somebody scatters seed, it goes all over. And some of it will fall on the hard path. And because people had walked on it, it's so hard that the seed cannot sink in. It cannot penetrate into the soil. And so it remains on top. And Jesus says, the birds of the air come and they pick off and eat the seed before it can begin to sprout, before it can begin to sink in. And Jesus says, well, that the bird represents the devil, the evil one, who comes to snatch away our faith even before we receive it. And this, of course, would be a soul like the heart of heart, people that have hardened their hearts so much that God's grace can't even sink in. And we have examples of this with people that say that they're atheists or agnostics. They have hardened their heart to God. And so what happens is it's very easy for the devil to come and just steal away this opportunity for faith. Now, sometimes what happens is that God has to break that soil. And he does this by allowing sufferings in our lives. Sometimes it's when, for example, somebody goes to prison for many years and they begin to reflect and they have a conversion experience. I've met people when I worked in prisons that have had a conversion experience because their heart is finally opened to God's grace. So God had to plow the soil of their heart to break down the hardness of heart. And so they then are recipients of God's grace. Then the second kind of soul, Jesus said, are the shallow souls, where they receive God's grace immediately, and at once they receive it with joy, and they begin the process. But Jesus says, they have no roots, there's no depth. So when there's tribulation or persecution, they fall away. See, these are what we call like shooting stars. They immediately are all excited about the faith, but they fall away. You know, whenever we start RCIA every year, there's always a large group that starts, but eventually some people fall away for one reason or another. But we want to be the kind that perseveres, that has that deep, rich soil, not the shallow soil. See, the Lord is describing here like a thin layer of soil over rock. And so it begins to sprout immediately, but because there's no roots, people fall away when times get tough or during times of difficulty or when they're persecuted for their faith. And we see this a lot in kids in high school or going off to college. They have the faith, they maybe have the basics, but it's a very shallow faith. It's not deep enough. And so when they go to a sociology class or some other so-called philosophy or religion class in college, and it undermines their faith because their faith has not been strong enough. It's not deep enough. They don't know the reasons why they believe. And so they fall away from the faith because they don't have a deep enough understanding of their faith. Then the third kind, Jesus says, is seed that's sown among thorns. Well, there's good soil there, and the faith begins to grow, but then Jesus says their faith gets choked off by the love of money, lure of riches, worldly cares, worldly anxieties, and that chokes off their faith, and so they don't produce the fruit that God wants them to produce. And we see this a lot, I think. In fact, I was reflecting upon this passage. It seems to me that each of these three different kinds of souls also represent different nations or countries throughout the world. For example, those that where the devil comes to steal away the faith, that would be countries over the years under communism, where the communism tried to steal away people's faith. Those that have sort of the shallow soil would be those that are Catholics that are baptized but not catechized. And we see this a lot in some of the countries, for example, like South America, Latin America, where people are very devout. They're good Catholics, they're baptized Catholics, but they don't know enough about their faith. It's not deep enough. So when all the different missionaries come from all over the world, they steal away our Catholics, because they're baptized but not catechized. They don't have a deep understanding of their Catholic faith. But I think that this third kind is really the church in North America or Europe, because you know, we have the faith, but it's getting choked off by the thorns of modern society, by the materialism, the hedonism, the secularism, and that those are the thorns that are choking off the faith in for example, Europe and North America, where we've been very blessed over the years with a lot of materialism. And also, there's also a danger with that. It chokes off people's faith. And so really, I guess you could summarize these three different kinds of soils as those that give in to the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. You could sort of summarize those three soils as the world, the flesh, and the devil. But the good news, Jesus says, some seed falls on good soil, rich soil, and then it produces 30, 60, or 100-fold. And that's hopefully all of us. That's what we're trying to do anyway. We're trying to understand the Word of God, be receptive to God's grace, be open to God's grace, and then deepen our faith, not just have a shallow, you know, sixth grade CCD education of our faith, but a true adult understanding of our faith, to really know the Bible, to know the catechism, to know the teachings of the church, so that when the persecution comes or trials and tribulations or people attack our faith, it's deep enough to withstand the onslaughts of modern society. And then we want to have this deep, rich soil so that it doesn't get choked off that our prayer life doesn't get choked off, or our spiritual life doesn't get choked off by the lure of riches or worldly cares and worldly anxieties or a busy schedule. See, that can happen too, that our spiritual life that God wants us to have gets choked off by our hectic, busy schedules, and that's not good either. So what we can apply to our life here is that we have to always be vigilant against the three enemies of the soul, against the three sources of temptation, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to make sure that we are understanding our faith, deepening our faith, that we're open to God's grace, and then we produce fruit of 30, 60, and 100 fold, which is holiness and virtue of what God wants us to be. So that would be the message from the Lord today, that He is the sower, our souls are the different kinds of soil, but it's up to us how to respond to God's grace. So hopefully we'll respond with depth and understanding and receptivity so we can produce in our lives God's fruit of holiness and virtue 30, 60, and even 100-fold.